Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Free Talk Live. It's Free Talk Live. We're kicking off another live Saturday episode of the program, and as always, you're invited. If you want to join us, dial us up here at 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. And in the studio here with you tonight, you've got Ian
and the captain.
Lots of stuff that we could talk about. Whether we will or not, you know, get to it is always a big question mark. But we do take requests here on Free Talk Live. You want to, you know, if you want us to talk about a thing, you ought to call in and join the show, bring that thing up. And there's so much that I've got in show prep here, and there's never enough time, but I'll just run over a couple options here for you. There's another home castration story in the news.
Oh, jeez.
And these things are just so horrifying.
What is wrong with people, man?
Yeah. I don't know. We can get into it. Have you heard about the metaverse?
The
metaverse. This is the new buzzword as far as where the internet is supposedly going. We can talk about that. Plus, Venezuelans enduring day-long waits to fill their gasoline tanks. Sydney now has the military deployed for enforcing lockdowns.
Yeah, Australia is getting really bad. I have an activist on one of my social medias, Samantha Packer, I think is her name. She's vehemently anti-cryptocurrency, but otherwise pro-freedom, right?
And
she's
how strange.
In Australia, right? Yeah, yeah. She thinks cryptocurrency is the work of the banks, and you know it's going to bring evil to the world. Because
sounds like someone who hasn't done much research.
Yeah, it is. But she's otherwise spot on in her assessments of, you know, and she's always highlighting the protests and things that are going on down there. So it's kind of encouraging to see that while yes, it seems very draconian and, you know, post-apocalypse, you know, tyrannical, mm-hmm. you know, overlords and that kind of thing down there in the Australia. There are people who are freedom-oriented who are protesting, at least.
Thank goodness. So we can talk about all those things. And but, you know, to start things out here, Captain, and I guess the protests and the crackdowns and the insane COVID restrictions, now again with the military being put in the streets of Sydney, Australia, to enforce COVID rules, that could be coming here. Now, you know, the United States has a supposed prohibition against using the military in the streets. It's called posse comitatus. It's
yep.
supposed to be something they don't do, but, you know, we see the government breaking its own rules all the time. So don't think for a moment that that, quote-unquote, can't happen here. And ultimately, what's the difference between the military and the National Guard
right.
or heavily militarized police departments being put into the streets? So we know they'll do this stuff if that's what they want to do. But you've got a story that is from Vice News.
Yeah.
And it's about how they think, or whoever it is, somebody thinks that we're right on schedule to have everything fall apart.
So I was born in 1972, and MIT predicted in 1972 that society will collapse this century.
Okay.
So 49 years ago, they were like, yep, yeah, you know, in like more than 50 years, society's going to collapse somehow.
Okay.
And this title says, or this headline reads, new research shows we're right on schedule.
Hmm.
So according to their predictions anyway. 1972, MIT study predicted that rapid economic growth would lead to societal collapse in the mid-21st century. A new paper shows we're unfortunately right on track.
Why would that happen? Why would rapid, I mean, maybe they're going to tell us, but why would economic growth collapse society?
I don't know that it's possible for economic growth to collapse a society.
I'm already detecting a leftist slant here.
Oh, what, you think from Vice?
Vice.
Why, that would never occur. But
let's hear it.
A remarkable new study by a director at one of the largest accounting firms in the world has found that a famous decades-old warning from MIT about the risk of industrial civilization collapsing appears to be accurate based on new empirical data. As the world looks forward to a rebound in economic growth following the devastation wrought by the pandemic, or as I like to call it, the government.
The government response to the flu.
Yeah. The research raises urgent questions about the risks of attempting to simply return to pre-pandemic normal. In 1972, a team of MIT scientists got together to study the risks of civilizational collapse. Their system dynamics model, published by the Club of Rome, identified impending limits to growth. That meant industrial civilization was on track to collapse sometime within the 21st century due to overexploitation of planetary resources.
Yeah, this is definitely sounding like, you know, socialist propaganda. Because, you know, while there are limits to a given resource, right? There's only so much gold in the earth, okay?
Yeah.
There's also no limit to human ingenuity.
Right.
So at one time, for instance, oil was considered a pollutant. Oh, my God, if you're a farmer and now all of a sudden oil starts spilling up into your field from the ground, you're mad.
Right.
You just lost your crops.
Yep.
But that was before they realized that, holy crap, you can burn this stuff and do all kinds of other interesting things with it. So, you know, people have been very ingenious,
yep.
Especially when there's a need, right, because, you know, that spurs more innovation to come up with things, new ways to use old things that, you know, weren't as useful as we, you know, in the past, they weren't as useful as they are now. So just because there are limits to certain things doesn't mean that there really are limits.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. And, I mean, you know, we always talk about when people discover, you know, libertarianism or voluntarism or any of the, you know, the things that are linked to that type of a philosophy. Who will build the roads, or, you know, what will replace the wagons, right? Well, you know, or what will replace the slaves, right? You know, in the fields and that kind of thing. Well, the answer, of course, we know now was giant machines powered by crushed up juice from dinosaurs.
Yeah,
right, or something along those lines, right? I'm making a metaphor here, but, you know, at the time, nobody knew that, right? But the slaves were freed anyway, right? And then ingenuity, as you say, you know, the spirit of invention, right? Necessity being the mother of invention,
that's
supposedly.
That's the phrase I was looking for, yeah.
You know, so somebody invented, you know, giant machines that run on, you know, juice from the earth.
Right.
You know, known as oil.
Now you don't need 100 guys with pickaxes. You can do it all with this one machine.
Right. And so, yeah, you're spot on with the ingenuity portion.
Yeah.
The controversial MIT analysis generated heated debate, was widely derided at the time by pundits who misrepresented its findings and methods. But the analysis has now received stunning vindication from a study written by a senior director at professional services giant KPMG, one of the big four accounting firms as measured by global revenue. The study was published in the Yale Journal of Industrial Ecology in November 2020, and it's available on the KPMG website. It concludes that the current business-as-usual trajectory of global civilization is headed toward the terminal decline of economic growth within the coming decade, and, at worst, could trigger societal collapse around 2040.
Now, it's too far away. I want societal collapse sooner rather than later. Because, you know, once it happens, and I think that, you know, there's a possibility of a collapse.
Yeah.
I don't think it's because of what they're suggesting, that it's growth that would cause it.
Right.
I think it's, you know, hyperinflation, maybe the growth of the money supply, which is, of course, completely artificial.
Yes.
And brought on by the state.
These were the exact thoughts that I had when first reading. I was like, well, you know, obviously, like, inflating a money supply, you know, we take, I don't know, the largest empire planet Earth has ever known, who currently literally owns the banking system, you know, in some way, shape, or form. You know, the dollar, of course, is the chosen reserve currency for, well, just about everything on planet Earth. And so if the dollar collapses because the people behind it have gotten too big for their britches, so to speak, or too greedy, or, you know, too powerful, whatever the case may be, and the dollar itself collapses, well, then, yes, I could totally see that having a devastating effect worldwide.
Absolutely.
So,
because it is the world's reserve currency,
right.
And it's used in different governments around the planet, like El Salvador and other places where the dollar is effectively the currency. They don't have a local currency. So, but let's go on. Let's hear more about it.
The study represents the first time a top analyst working within a mainstream global corporate entity has taken the limits to growth model seriously. Its author, Gaia Harrington, is sustainability and dynamic system analysis lead at KPMG in the United States. However, she decided to undertake the research as a personal project to understand how well the MIT model stood the test of time.
I want to hear the argument as to why economic growth which is more productivity, more jobs, more creativity. Why that would collapse an economy or whatever, it sounds ridiculous to me. It just makes people wealthier. That's a good...
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission, and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Right now, millions of Americans have an uneasy feeling about the future. That's why they're quietly stockpiling as much emergency food as they can. What about you? Do you have enough emergency food to get you through a prolonged crisis? If not, take a moment to shop My Patriot Supply. We're America's leader in emergency preparedness and survival. Since 2008, we've served several million American families like yours. In fact, our mission is your survival. So head on over to MyPatriotSupply.com and grab a few of our tasty emergency food kits. Our food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage and is shipped quickly and discreetly to your door. One day, you might be eating breakfast, lunch, or dinner while everyone else is standing in a food line. Avoid that. It's too late to act once the other shoe drops. It's time to be self-reliant and prepared, and now you can. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better, and it lowered my blood pressure, and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live, the live Saturday show. Phones are open as always. If you want to join us, you can. Maybe you can explain what the presumably leftist author here at Vice is trying to say when he says that, or she, or whoever it is writing the story, trying to say when they claim that, oh, MIT had a theory or a study or whatever back in the 70s saying that economic growth would lead to societal collapse. I'd love to hear why they think that that would be the case. Because to me, economic growth means things get cheaper because manufacturing, you know, and the market, things, costs come down over time. Again, presuming you don't have insane hyperinflation going on, okay? Presuming that's not happening. Or any level of inflation, for that matter. But things will get cheaper over time. You can see that with electronics, for instance, where there's not that much as far as regulation is. You know, government's not really in control of that business. And so prices go down. Most businesses, that's true. Highly regulated businesses like healthcare, not true. Prices tend to go up over time. But where there's little regulation, the market drives costs down.
Yeah.
Wages tend to go up over time through competition. You don't need the government to raise wages necessarily. People are making more. They have more leisure time now than they ever have in the past. When economic strength is on the rise, when the economy is going up, all boats are buoyed by that action. Even, you know, the poor today are rising, way better off.
The rising tide lifts all boats.
Yes, and the poor, like today, are way better off than the poor were in 1921.
What was the we covered a topic where it was like the poor in the United States are far wealthier than, like, the wealthy people in some other countries or whatever.
They're far wealthier than wealthy people would have been 100 years ago.
Yeah.
Or 200, certainly 200 years, the further you go back. It wasn't that long ago that we didn't have running water, and, you know, people take stuff for granted. Now, if you're poor, you probably have a big screen TV in your house that you can likely lift with one person.
You've certainly got a magic rectangle in your pocket.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, even in El Salvador, where people are definitely poorer than here in the United States. The only reason I know about El Salvador is I've been looking at it recently because of the Bitcoin news that came out of there, which we've talked about here. Not to rehash that, but the question was, well, you know, can all these El Salvadoran merchants receive Bitcoin payments? And it turns out the average El Salvadoran has 1.5 phones per person.
Oh.
So they got plenty of phones. You know, even in Africa, phones are very, very popular. Cell phones, they're well distributed because, actually, there's not government regulations that regulate where and when, you know, people put up cell phone towers.
Right. Wireless towers require far less government have far less government interaction. Plus, infrastructure for wireless phones is way smaller than infrastructure for, any other kind of utility.
And I can't speak for all of Africa. Obviously, it's a big continent, so maybe some of the African states, like South Africa, probably have.
Did you bless the rains down in Africa? Mm-hmm. Did you bless the rains?
I've never been, but it sounds like it's a really interesting place. So let's go on with the story from Vice News, recapping, I guess, a newer study or a new look at an old study from the 1970s about economic collapse.
Yeah, this author, Gaia Harrington, did the study. The study itself is not affiliated or conducted on behalf of KPMG and does not necessarily reflect the views of KPMG. Harrington performed the research as an extension of her master's thesis at Harvard University in her capacity as an advisor to the Club of Rome. However, she is quoted explaining her project on the KPMG website as follows. Given the unappealing prospect of collapse, I was curious to see which scenarios were aligning most closely with empirical data today. After all, the book that featured this world model was a bestseller in the 70s, and by now we'd have several decades of empirical data which we could make a comparison and make it meaningful.
Okay.
But to my surprise, I could not find recent attempts for this, so I decided to do it myself. Titled Update to Limits to Growth, Comparing the World 3 Model with Empirical Data, the study attempts to assess how MIT's World 3 Model stacks up against new empirical data. Previous studies that attempted to do this found that the model's worst-case scenarios accurately reflected real-world developments. However, the last study of this nature was completed in 2014. So, Harrington's new analysis examines data across 10 key variables, namely population, fertility rates, mortality rates, industrial output, food production, services, non-renewable resources, persistent pollution, human welfare, and ecological footprint. She found that the latest data most closely aligns with two particular scenarios, BAU2, which is business as usual, and CT, which stands for comprehensive technology. Both of those scenarios show a halt in growth within a decade or so from now. The study concludes, both scenarios thus indicate that continuing business as usual, that is, pursuing continuous growth, is not possible.
Why?
Well, I don't know yet.
Okay.
And I don't know if the if they come right out and say why. We'll see. Even when paired with unprecedented technological development and adoption, business as usual as modeled would inevitably lead to declines in industrial capital, agricultural output, and welfare levels within this century. Study author Guy Harrington told Motherboard that the MIT World 3 model's collapse does not mean that humanity will cease to exist, but rather economic and industrial growth will stop and then decline, which will hurt food production and standards of living. In terms of timing, the scenario shows a steep decline set in around 2040. It's followed by some charts.
Okay. I really am curious as to what they believe could possibly just halt all of this growth. I mean, without the intervention of the state. You know, when it comes to, you want to halt a business, if the state sends men with guns into the business,
right,
then, okay, usually those business owners are going to go ahead and turn off the production line, and they'll line up and do what they're told by the men with guns from government, and that will absolutely kill an industry. And certainly government has, you know, not, they'll do that if they feel like it. But the idea that that's going to happen across all of business, and it's just all going to come to a halt, I just don't understand it.
Yeah, they don't seem to, and I'm just sort of, you know, breezing through some of this because it's a lot of, you know, speculation rather than fact bringing. But it says, in a presentation at the World Economic Forum in 2020 delivered in her capacity as director, she argued for agrowth, which is agnostic approach to growth, which focuses on other economic goals and priorities.
The World Economic Forum, by the way, is the group of executives and, you know, business executives and politicians, these big movers, if you will, and shakers who are the ones that are promoting the Great Reset. Remember hearing about that over the last year?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the World Economic Forum's terminology. That's who she apparently works for.
Yeah, this sounds like stuff that I heard around the Al Gore and the, you know, we have to act or within 10 years the environment will be, you know, and then 10 years went by and, like, nothing changed, okay, everything's fine.
Yeah.
And then they just kind of keep kicking that can down the road.
I think that's what's going on here is she is saying that this is going to happen, bad things will happen unless we change to a new model of the economy advocated by the World Economic Forum, which is this whole, you know, whatever the hell it is that they are talking about with the Great Reset, some sort of, you know, massive wealth transfer from probably the poor to the...
The final paragraph just says, the best available data suggests that what we decide over the next 10 years will determine the long-term fate of human civilization.
603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Do you buy this? That economic growth could possibly lead to a collapse of a society? I don't. It's Free Talk Live. More coming up.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial or call 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards. The Senate convened a rare weekend session on Saturday with Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer encouraging the authors of a bipartisan infrastructure plan to finish writing their bill so that senators can begin offering amendments. MyPillow CEO and fervent Donald Trump supporter Mike Lindell says he's pulling all of his advertisements from Fox News after the network refused to run a spot for his cyber symposium, which he claims will provide enough proof of industrial-scale election fraud to propel the former president back into office.
Then we're going to bring it as a quo warranto to the Supreme Court. It's going to be 9-0. They're going to take this election down. And yes, Donald Trump will be your president. He is your president now.
The Cyber Symposium is set to overtake Sioux Falls on August 10th through the 12th. This is USA Radio News. Republicans in the U.S. House are pushing the Biden administration to disclose how many illegal immigrants who cross at the U.S. southern border are being tested for COVID-19 by the Department of Homeland Security, as vaccinated Americans are being told to wear masks indoors. Tensions are escalating between Israel and Iran. Mike Fortier has more.
Two Israeli officials tell the New York Times Iran flew unmanned drones into an oil tanker managed by an Israeli company Thursday night off the coast of Oman. Two crew members from Great Britain and Romania killed. Iran's state-owned TV cite sources saying the attack was in response to a strike reportedly by Israel in Syria last week. This is the first time civilians have been killed in incidents between Iran and Israel in recent months. The U.S. Defense Department says officials investigating the attack conclude multiple drones were involved. The U.S., though, not publicly blaming Iran for the attack, and Iran not publicly claiming responsibility. From the USA Radio News Florida Bureau, I'm Mike Fortier.
This is USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
It is Free Talk Live, and of course you're invited to join us here. The number is 603-283-6160, especially if you buy into these doomsday predictions.
Doomsday!
Being made by a woman who is tied in with some pretty big movers and shakers groups of, you know, industry executives and politicians around the planet, including the World Economic Forum, who we've talked about with their so-called Great Reset plans that they've been trying to push hard ever since COVID started, but they've been pushing it for years before that. And also, you looked up, we've been doing a little bit of research on her here during the break there. Captain, you looked up this Rome group, yeah, Club of Rome.
Clubofrome.org.
And she's also a member of?
Yeah, it says, this is word salad if I ever heard it. The Club of Rome impact hubs harness the diversity of the club's activities and perspectives of its members and the ecosystem which they belong. They serve as a creative impact space where Club of Rome members, associations, and partners share transformational thought leadership and co-design solutions for impact.
Wow, that does sound like some crazy marketing speak right there.
Like, so what do you do? What would you say you do here?
I'm going to translate that to thought. What was it? Thought leadership? Was that what the term was?
Thought leadership and co-design solutions for impact.
These are the elites who, you know, they believe that they should tell people what to do because they're so smart. I mean, this woman is obviously intelligent. And she's also attractive.
She's pretty hot.
And so, you know, people are going to listen to her. And, she's got the whole greenhouse gas emissions, environmental calamity, you know, speech that she does. And I've got a story here from The Guardian that was just published seven days ago.
Real quick, though, while I'm on this Club of Rome bit, they have like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, we'll call them blocks with labels on it at their website. Well, the first is Climate Planetary Emergency. The second one is Emerging New Civilization. The next one is Reframing Economics. like, well, economics don't need to be reframed. They just are.
They want to change how business is done, and they're not really clear with what that means.
And the next one is rethinking finance. Mm-hmm. And then the last one is youth and young leadership. So, of course, they're trying to appeal their ideas to the youth.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not going to read this whole story from The Guardian, but you know, going through it, I was trying to find more of, like, because the Vice story that you had introduces this woman.
Yep.
They say, here's all her credentials. She did this research on this old study from MIT from the 70s.
And here's her conclusions.
And she says that, yes, that's going to happen based on what she's, you know, researched. But there's no evidence of, like, she doesn't explain why. She just accepts, she presumes you're going to accept what she says of, oh, well, business as usual is going to lead to a collapse.
Right.
If we keep going this direction, it will collapse society. And without really explaining that. So I'm hoping that this story will shed at least some light onto what she's alleging. And they talk about, she says that, so I'm just going to jump into the middle of this. She says, the key finding of my study is that we still have a choice to align with a scenario that does not end in collapse. With innovation in business, along with new developments by governments and civil society, continuing to update the model provides another perspective on the challenges and opportunities we have to create a more sustainable world. Now, that also sounds like word salad to me. But what she's saying here is new developments by governments. When has that ever happened? When have the governments of the world ever done anything new or innovative?
I mean,
they figured out how to have a website at some point.
Other than taking over, space exploration, which, you know, isn't really them creating anything new. They just took over it.
They're leaving that behind, though. You got Elon Musk and Jeff Bezos and Virgin Atlantic.
Yeah.
SpaceX.
And I would argue that they never should have been in it in the first place,
agreed,
of course.
And it would have happened without them.
Yes.
It probably would have happened faster and cheaper without them. So governments don't innovate. They control.
Yes.
That's sort of what governments do. And she is whitewashing that because that's her job. Her job is to present whatever this is, this great reset, this new society, these changes, this update the model that she's talking about here. The model in a free market would change naturally.
Right.
If people wanted to do something different or they wanted a different sort of product or service or whatever, then new people would enter the market. They'd provide that. Innovators would come in. That would happen naturally.
Right.
But when somebody like this, a central planner, says update the model, she means force this new idea, whatever it is, and they're not clear on what that is, force this new idea down people's throats. And she goes on. She says, the primary concern of the MIT study from the 70s have been supplanted. Quote, resource scarcity has not been the challenge people thought it would be in the 70s. So she's admitting that.
Mm-hmm.
She's admitting that, you know, okay, well, we haven't run out of X. We still have oil. We still have these other things. And population growth has not been the scare it was in the 90s. Now, she says, the concern is pollution and how it perfectly aligned with what climate scientists are saying. So this is the new scare. We're supposed to believe this one when she's admitting that the old scares didn't come true?
Of course. Well, those are the old scares. So, yeah, you got to be scared of this new thing now.
She goes on, they say that regarding fossil fuels, despite some efficiencies, consumption and emissions have only increased. And she says the MIT study pointed that out. And then it goes on to the scenarios, which are you touched on these earlier, BAU, business as usual. And then they say that under this particular theory, growth would stall and combine with population collapse. But it doesn't explain why that they think that would be the case. Why would growth just stall?
Yeah, so
without an outside force like the government mandating that it stop.
Now, I haven't read the actual study from 1972.
It's probably not worth it.
There was a link to it, but I wonder,
it's just a bunch of academic geeks, you know, making predictions that so far haven't come true.
I mean, I can predict that the dollar will collapse in 12 years.
Oh, that would be wonderful.
Right, so what year is it
get
now?
Get your crypto now.
21.
Get your gold.
So 31, 32. 2033, I predict the U.S. dollar will fully collapse and be worth zero or less. Now, what do I base that on? Nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Right? But, you know, let's revisit this in 12 years.
Sure.
See if I was right.
She says that the study says, adding that pursuing continuous growth is not possible. Sustainability is the answer, she says. Now, this is another buzzword, which you hear a lot from people in government, people who want to control. Oh, whoa, whoa. You're growing too fast, Mr. Businessman. You need to be sustainably growing.
I don't understand why. I guess I could see. I would think from a government perspective that they would actually enjoy economic growth because, well, then they get to tax
more taxes.
You know, yeah, and you know that kind of a thing.
But they're also really into control. And
yeah, that's true.
And that's, you know, for whatever reason, it turns these people on. It turns these government goons. They love telling people what to do, from people all the way at the top in D.C., all the way down to the janitor here at City Hall.
They're the I'm Right Brigade.
So let me go on here. There's the story wraps up with a quote from her. She says, there's a sustainable way of creating value and prosperity that also has immense economic potential. Doing good can still yield a profit. In fact, it always does. You know, if you're doing good work, if you're creating a good product or a service, you will profit from that because people will buy it.
Yes.
And as long as you're allowed to increase, to increase the cost of the product above the cost of making it, then you'll make a product.
Other people will benefit from it as well. Like as your, we'll call it a business, as your business grows, you are going to hire people or otherwise subcontract some tasks and things to other people. Right. And so other people benefit from your growth and your profit as well.
And the term sustainability, it gets thrown around a lot, but the reality is if you don't run your business in a sustainable way, you're going to go out of business. So, I mean, if you, for instance, if you're in the paper business, right? Like, you've got to keep planting trees if you want to keep making paper.
Yep.
And if you harvest too many trees before you've planted enough to, you know, make a new crop, you're going out of business or you're going to get hurt big time as you try to figure out what to do next. So you've got to be sustainable. That's just sort of a natural business incentive. The only businesses that aren't sustainable in a lot of cases are the ones that are used, you know, that are given monopolies by governments or using government land leases where they strip mine it or whatever. But they have no incentive to take care of it.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
It's about time for the 15th anniversary of Sunny Bay. And it may be our 15-year anniversary, but it's your chance at winning from weekly drawings in our contest for better health. We owe our success to you, GCN listeners. So as our thanks, you may win our grand prize, an Amazon gift card, plus Sunny Bay's complete set of superior pain relief products and services with a total prize value up to $4,152. How do you enter the Sunny Bay 15th anniversary contest for better health? Easy. Just click sunny-bay.com. No purchase necessary. Remember, there will be weekly drawings. Yes, it's our 15th anniversary, and it's your chance to win in Sunny Bay's 15th anniversary contest for better health. For complete contest rules and prize values, visit sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP. As slim as possible.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live, my Saturday show. Number for you, 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. In the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And the captain.
I'm sorry,
I was just trying to look for, you know, something that indicated what the original prediction was of this
of the MIT
of this collapse. Yeah, the 1972 prediction. I couldn't find it readily because all of the searches are dominated by articles like this one and the one that you got. So I wasn't able to find anything because I often point out to people that there's a difference between government and society. Right? And so they're talking about societal collapse. It's like, well, do they mean societal collapse? Because society is just people.
Society is, I mean, if you want to look up the definition, it's a voluntary association of individuals who've come together for a common purpose. That's what a society is.
Yes.
The government is not a voluntary association. It is, certainly the people in the government volunteered to join it, but then they forced their view of life on the rest of us.
Right.
So it's not, we're not in a voluntary society here. We're in a forced prison state,
right,
basically.
Well, and like to your point on societies, they used to call, there used to be groups called friendly societies,
mm-hmm,
where people would get together for things like, oh, I don't know, medical care.
Correct.
Like, you know, groups.
Mutual
aid society. Yeah, then they would pool their money and hire a doctor for this group of people and pay his salary for a year. And ironically, folks got away from that because doctors complained to government that they weren't making enough money. And so government started putting in rules for doctors to make them more money somehow because they lobbied and got their way or whatever. So, sorry, tangent.
Oh, no worries. Again, if you want to join the show, 603-283-6160. Also, if you are of a liberty mindset, if you're an individual who rejects the initiation of force and agree to abide by the ethics of the non-aggression principle, then you can go and put your voluntarist ideas into action at liberty.menu. And it's a way for freedom-loving people to, you know, promote what they do. Whatever it is that you got going on, whether it's a business or digital content of which you are the creator, an event that you want to promote, liberty.menu can help you do that. And it's free to use. You can use code FTL and get a Free Talk Live listener badge over at liberty.menu. So we are looking into this woman who is mentioned. She's sort of the focus of these stories. There was one in Vice. There's one in The Guardian,
yeah,
where they're trotting this out. And it's interesting that it's being reported in more than one place. So it suggests that there's an effort here to put this fear-mongering out, like, oh, MIT, it's a college of smart people.
And she did it for her master's thesis at Harvard.
Right, and she's got, you know, all kinds of degrees, very educated, younger woman. She's actually 39. And she is being promoted as, you know, this savior of, okay, well, just listen to her. And we need to do things differently. And so I'm going to get back into this wrap-up here. What she says needs to change. What is it that needs to happen to avoid a societal collapse, according to this woman? And so this is in The Guardian story. I'm just going to read this paragraph one more time. There's a sustainable way of creating value and prosperity that also has immense economic potential, she says. Doing good can still yield a profit. In fact, we are seeing examples of that happening right now. Expanding those efforts now creates a world full of opportunity that is also sustainable. And again, if your business isn't sustainable, you're going to go out of business.
It's not going to last long.
So what does this actually mean? What is this buzzword all about? It's about them telling you how to run your business.
Well, you said her phrasing, I think, was you can still do good. It's like, well, who decides what good is, according to her?
Yeah. So here's more. It's not just going to be her. It's whoever's involved in the World Economic Forum. Those people. The pandemic, she believes, has even shown the world what might be possible. Quote, we're totally capable of making huge changes, and we've seen with the pandemic, but we have to act now if we're to avoid costs much greater than we're seeing. Again, very nebulous language here. She's talking about changes. She's talking about big changes. But she's not clear, and this is what the World Economic Forum was doing over the last year with promoting the Great Reset. Not being clear at all in what it actually means, what they're talking about. I mean, we know what it means. It means the government regulating and controlling, selecting the players, right, keeping innovators out, doing things the way they say it should be done. And, of course, those of us who care about freedom are not in favor of that happening.
Well, and they're not in favor of allowing freedom.
No.
Period. I mean,
no, that's not what this is about.
Doesn't seem to be, anyway.
So, again, if you want to join the show here, you can. Let's go to Major Payne. He's on the line in Michigan. You're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead, Major Payne. Hello, Major Payne. I hear that open line.
Major.
He was there. Major Payne going once.
Hello, fellas.
There, you're on the air.
I have an update from the big giant head.
Okay. Let's hear it.
Wait, who's the big giant head?
There is a giant revolt. I heard about this from ASS. That's the American Stock Society.
Are
revolting against Smithfield manufacturing.
I don't know what happened to your voice there, but it sounds like you're not talking into your phone anymore, so it's very hard to hear you.
I am.
There you go. That sounds much better. So you're saying Americans are revolting against what?
Closer. Oh, the American Sausage Society. The acronym is ASS.
Oh, is that a reference to government? You know how they say that, you know, watching the legislature in action is like watching a sausage being made? Is that what the reference is?
Pretty much, okay. Yeah. But there's a giant meat supplier, Smithfield. Hmm. It's a Chinese corporation. I think the American pigs are revolting because they're tired of being blamed for the baloney virus here. They're blaming it on Chinese chickens being put into meat.
I have no idea what you're talking about right now.
Well, think about it. It wouldn't take too long to come to you. They're putting chicken and all kinds of byproducts in real good meat. American pigs should
be. You're saying this one company is? The Smithfield company is doing this?
No. Most all of them are. The only thing they care about is shelf life.
So putting chicken into meat is going to extend shelf life?
No. Well, think about it. They blamed the whole virus on the chicken farmers in China.
I've never heard this. I've heard that it was a bat or something like
that. Yeah, I thought
it was experimenting on
bats. But it was a cross. They didn't know who it was. They were blaming it on everything. The wet market, the birds, the Wuhan flu.
Okay, but where are you hearing that they're putting chicken into meat? Into like beef?
Oh, this was all a spoof, dude. I just made this up. I'm yanking your chain.
All right, so what are you calling about tonight?
So, yeah, what's the point of the call?
Oh, well, I was just having fun with all the jerking around they're doing with us. This is the baloney virus. This whole damn thing has been ground up and manufactured.
Okay, I got you. Thanks, Major Payne, for that.
My baloney has
glad we cleared that up, because I couldn't find anything about chicken being put into beef.
I actually looked up the American Sausage Society, much to my chagrin, it doesn't exist.
Now, that was funny. I liked that.
I would have loved to see if there was an actual organization with the acronym ASS. That'd be fun.
Yeah, that was funny. But you know, they have been putting things into meat. Remember the slime story? Remember the slime?
Meat slime. Mm-hmm. Yep.
So I mean, it's not unheard of that.
I mean, that's how large production people call them restaurants, but fast food. Right, mm-hmm. That's how they still use the pink slime. That's how you get a whole bunch of these chicken sandwiches, these fried foods, you know, that type of thing from these fast food restaurants. It's all that.
Mm.
There's also meat glue. Do you remember that?
Ooh, no.
As the butchers are trimming, you know, chunks off of things to make, like, I don't know, a pork loin, mm-hmm. they trim some pieces off. Well, sometimes there's some pretty big pieces, and so they just take all the larger pieces, and they use this stuff called meat glue. It's exactly mm-hmm. what you think it is. It's glue that's supposedly digestible, mm-hmm. and they'll glue these couple, two, three pieces together to make one more pork loin.
Amazing.
And package it as if it were a whole pork loin, and then you eat it, unbeknownst to you.
Wow. And by the way, pink slime was back in the news in 2019. So it's still out there. 603-283-6160. So again, back to the buzzwords here. The story here from The Guardian talking about these changes, huge changes that people like the World Economic Forum and what was the other group?
The Rome
Group or Working Group or something like that? Group
Club.
Of Rome? Club of Rome, that's what it was. These people who, you know, they're so educated, they know what's best. And look out. As soon as somebody tells you they know what's best, you've got a control freak, you've got a sociopath, possible psychopath on your hands. If it's best, then go ahead and advocate for it and let people make their own choices about whether or not they want to whether or not they want to adopt this for their business. If it's best, they'll do it. If it turns out it was best and they didn't do it, then they'll probably go out of business if that was indeed the best idea. But the reality is, in the market, people try different ideas. Some of them work out. Some of them don't. And that's okay. 603-283-6160 is the number here. You can share your thoughts, your calls, coming up in hour number two of the Live Saturday Edition.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.